Welcome to the PASL Podcast CMO Series.
Hello, folks, and welcome to another edition of the PASL CMO Series. And this week is an extra special week because we've got none other than Brenda Plowman. Now, Brenda has the rare opportunity of wearing two hats at the moment. She's the Chief Marketing Officer for Faskin, one of the top law firms in Canada. But actually today, we're going to be talking about Brenda's second role as the current president of the Legal Marketing Association. Now, Brenda, the LMA conference is just around the corner, and we want to give you a platform just to talk all about it and tell us what we can expect. What can we expect from this year's LMA conference?
Thanks for having me, Eugene. This year's conference is no different than any other in that it's the largest continuing education event globally for legal marketers and business development people. But what we are expecting for this conference is certainly an action-packed agenda from a programming perspective for our attendees. We've got a tremendous lineup. And I would say, you know, one of the hallmarks of LMA's annual conference are the speakers who come together to share our knowledge. This year, we have a number of new people who are joining the ranks of those speakers, really bringing fresh insights and ideas under four key themes for the conference. And Eugene, I'd add to that, that we've got some tremendous, tremendous keynote speakers that we're adding to the mix.
100%. It's been a really trying year, and I think trying two very difficult years, and it's going to be for a lot of people the first time back together. Is that sort of the reason why you arrived at this stretch beyond together? Tell me about the core theme. You said there's four main themes, but what's the overarching theme, stretch beyond together, and how did you arrive at that?
Yeah, there's four main programming themes. They're different than the stretch beyond together. You know, that's really been underlying from everything we have thought about when we started planning in January of 2021, and it does take all of that time to plan. I think the key there is, you know, one of the things that we have as an industry is the opportunity to learn from each other. And so it doesn't matter if you're a CMO, you're a specialist, you're at a big firm, you're at a small firm, you know, you're in business development or you're doing marketing, graphic design, or something more on the technology side. I think we've all got an opportunity to learn from each other. And that is a key piece of what we do, as you know, at our annual conference or any LMA event, is we're really networking and connecting. So we've produced some tremendous programming, but where that really starts to make a difference is when people are meeting and learning together and we're growing together. I guess one other thing I would say about that is, you know, there has been tremendous change for all of us over the last couple of years, and that's expected to continue, hopefully not through a pandemic, but certainly just how the industry is transforming. So we each need to go beyond where we are today in our respective roles, keep growing, bringing new ideas to our firm. So that's really what's behind stretch beyond, and then the together piece is we do it together, and we always have as an industry.
So there's, as I understand it, there's a really an outstanding number of people who've already signed up to participate at the conference. For everyone who's coming, what would be the thing you would like them to go away with? You mentioned just about, you know, the industry has changed forever, the way we work has changed forever, and that's obviously influenced the themes and the programming of the event itself. What would you like a typical guest? Because there is something for everyone from CMOs, right, to people in their second year of working in legal marketing. What can we expect to go away with?
So there's a range of things as I think about that question. You know, obviously everyone will have their own experience, but the way we've built this agenda, we really are opening people up to what is the possibility. So I want people to go away with ideas that they can take back to their firms and implement some excitement around where we're at. You know, a lot of us are pretty tired. It's been a busy couple of years. And so, you know, I think just having that refresh and that excitement, whether it's through some aspect of programming, whether it's connecting with someone you haven't seen in a long time or meeting someone new, there's that ability to reach out and connect with someone regardless of where they are in the world when you go back to your jobs. I think it's important that people have some fun, and we're going to be in Vegas, so there's going to be some fun, and that's a way to really rejuvenate and help, you know, have that sense of renewal. Mm-hmm. I think for me, we're going to wrap this up with sort of how do you innovate with our keynote that will close the session, mm-hmm. and really understanding that even in the smallest of actions we take, we can make a difference. So, you know, I know that you know this, Eugene, but one of my key themes for LMA this year is tiny pivots for big impact. So I think if people realize that they can take an idea, they can bring it back to their firm, they can meet a partner, a vendor, somebody who can help them do their jobs, and they can make a difference for their firm, it's an incredible opportunity. And that's one of the key pieces that comes out of this conference, is you're meeting the best of the best in terms of our partners who provide services, and you can take those ideas back to your firm. So there's a lot of things that I want for people. I think it'll depend on them.
So this conference, as much as anything, is about personal development. It's about moving the whole industry forward and giving everyone a platform to come up to speed.
Oh, absolutely. It's, it is... We succeed when we work together. We succeed when we help each other. And that is one of the most remarkable things, I think, about LMA, is if you have a question, you can just reach out and somebody who you might consider a competitor will take the time and actually spend some time with you to help you think through an idea. They've got the experience of working in the legal profession, but this conference is about being the best we can be and understanding that we need to step forward together, go back to our firms and play a leadership role. Leadership's not about having a title. It's not about me being a CMO. Yeah. It's about what we do, each of us, in our jobs every day.
Mm. But I suppose the other side of that is there's probably a few people out there who'll listen to this podcast and they'll think, people aren't traveling as much. The way we work has changed, and maybe even travel budgets or something like that have been cut together altogether. How would you suggest someone, broach that subject? Is it too late for them to sign up? Can they still get involved? Can I, if I was not signed up today, could I get involved?
You absolutely can get involved. And I think it's a good question. I have a number of people attending from my firm. And so I think it depends where you sit and how you approach this. Mm-hmm. I thought about exactly those elements that you talked about before I made the case for my team to attend. And you're right, people haven't been traveling. But I think, there are some really good resources, first of all, on our website to help you think through how to go about that ask. But part of it is just sitting down to really, first of all, think about the questions that might be asked of you and having those answers available. So, we're going to talk about changes in the legal industry and how we can actually address those changes and help your firm. So that's one piece that I would make the case on. Mm-hmm. Another piece is that notion of connecting with firms of all sizes, all geographies. Mm-hmm. So there's ideas and experience and just different solutions. And so I think that's a really good point to make the case. Mm-hmm. Also looking at new products and services, like we're asked every day to figure out how to do, social better, or what's the digital campaign that we should be thinking about, or, all those types of things. And my own experience in working in legal is a lot of times, my firm has a greater sense of comfort when I can say, well, I've seen this product. I've talked to people who have used it. I think there's a real benefit. So being able to access our partners there through our marketplace and really understand the services that are being offered. That networking, and I've talked about this a couple of times, Eugene, is so valuable to be able to reach out and just ask a question. Like I can, there are numerous times that I can think about. Someone reached out to me this last week and said, hey, I heard you reference, ABC. Can you tell me more about that? Because it's something I'm dealing with in my firm. So I think making that case is a really good one. And then I think it's just about bringing vital information back to the firm. So I think you just need to position it like that. The one thing I will tell you is, as a leader, so that's if you're an individual, and as a leader, one of the ways that I'm thinking about this conference, you know, as people talk about things like the Great Resignation, I'm thinking about it as a way to retain my people and also give them the opportunity to grow. This whole idea of Stretch Beyond Together, it's about people having the opportunity to really reach their potential, bring that to their firms, think and know that they're valued, and be a part of something that's bigger than just your firm.
That's actually quite inspirational, the way it's sort of trusting your team and knowing that, you know, there maybe is a little fear they're just going off to Vegas and it's going to be a big jolly, but it's also about treating them like adults. We want you to go and be the best you can be. Be that at this firm or another, we want you to be the best, and giving them the tools. And it's that trust, which, as you said, it's a big incentive to stay if you get that level of trust at a firm.
Yeah, if people have some fun, good for them. One thing I haven't mentioned is we have 5 pre-conference sessions that are taking place. Still, you can sign up for those.
Brilliant.
And I have a team going to this conference. I've got them signed up in each of those sessions. We have a quick start. So I've got somebody who's been with us for a while, but that maybe knows their discipline, but doesn't know as much about kind of the broad spectrum of all the areas of marketing and business development. We have something that's around journey mapping and client feedback. I have a member of our BD team attending that, because obviously everything we do every day is about, you know, learning how to work with clients. We have something, 2 other sessions that are so unique this year. One is on leadership development. And, you know, I was speaking to one of our managers in the digital realm yesterday, and he's now going to this session to expand his thinking and what we've been talking about, his career path, right? So really thinking about how and where he develops from a leadership perspective. And then we've been talking about one other session we're doing, which is new this year, is marketing operations. And I've got somebody attending that as well. So I am living what I'm encouraging people to do. But really, that's such a growth area. And we have a CMO summit. But, you know, I think one of the things I can do as a leader is create opportunities for people to go and learn, trust that they're going to have some fun and be happy about that, because we all need it. And then, you know, really bring the troop back together, you know, present. I think the other thing you can offer your firm, it's something we're doing next week or week after, I guess, conference, is we're going to come back and we're going to present to our entire marketing team. So whether you've got 2 people on your team and you come back and you present what you learned to them, or you're a one person organization and you come back and share that with your lawyers, I think that's a way to really show your value.
100%. And it's also just everything you just said leads me back to the thought of, you know, inclusion and diversity. I know is incredibly important to you, but this is just another way of driving diversity of thought, putting your team in a position where they can be exposed to the great and the good, everyone from across, not just North America, but from across the world, and their ways of thinking.
Yeah, I don't think that the next big idea comes from me on my team, and I don't know where it's going to come from. And you have... It's a great question, because we are going to end with a fabulous keynote who's going to talk about innovation, but talk about innovation from the point of view of bringing together that diversity to make sure we've got the ideas we need. And I think we started with this where, you know, the Stretch Beyond Together is we can learn from each other. It's not about a position. It's not about a size of firm. Like, I'm interested in the innovative idea that comes from a law firm that has 15 lawyers versus the nearly 900 that mine has. I'm just interested in sort of what are new ways of doing things. So that point you're making is one that's very important to us as an association, diversity, equity, and inclusion, but it's also important to all of us in our firm. So very valid point, and really going to be an exciting part of our keynote close.
Wonderful. Brenda, just say thank you very much for taking the time. I know how hectic it is in the week up running up to the conference. So thank you very much for your time, and we really look forward to seeing you finally in person at the LMA conference this time next week.
It is my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All the best.